And welcome to the October 31st, 2024 edition of Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides. We're in a tad hoarse from the afternoon Huff meeting this Halloween Eve. It's a flashback that we're going to shovel at you to December 1st of 2016. Not played, I think, except once on the actual December when it was played. This is a time when we had no... Well, right now we have no studio, no transmitter, and really no collective, no Free Radio Collective. Though I continue to pass out a card that says I'm with Free Radio Santa Cruz, and it's true. I do a twice-weekly show that is kind of a, at least a tribute to what I was doing at Free Radio, and in a way an attempt to continue it of a sort. But this show is a flashback to a time when we actually had a studio, but we didn't have a transmitter. It was really, we didn't have a transmitter location. And I may explain that in the actual course of this two-hour show. It's got music, and it's got my guest host, guest as well, Doc Mike, who was at one time a Free Radio broadcaster and who joined me again for this show. There was a bit of controversy at the time, and probably should have been, and I don't know that it was ever meaningfully resolved, about the murder or killing, if you want to be nice to the Sheriff's Department, of Luke Smith by the Santa Cruz County Deputy Sheriffs, as well as the murder, or if you want to be nice, the killing of Sean Arlt by the Santa Cruz City Police. We talk about that. In fact, Katzenjammer Keith McHenry, as I used to call him, I haven't called him that in a while. Katzenjammer was the name of a comic strip in the 20s, or maybe even before, which had these two kids playing jokes on the older grandpa. I always thought of Keith as kind of a mischievous fellow in his own way, although very serious in another. Anyway, he talks about his observations at a press conference that, or a community meeting, I guess it was called, that Sheriff Hart and an Aptos school boss had to kind of calm down the masses in these after the murder of Luke Smith, killing of Luke Smith, if you will. I don't have a clear enough memory to fairly be able to call it a murder, but I think at the time I felt that there was a lot of material that was not coming out, and you'll hear a discussion of that. And you'll hear a discussion of the $360,000 for a 50-person shelter, or is it 100 persons later? I don't know. It's a little unclear, at 7th Avenue. And then interviews on Pacific Avenue with Alex and Joff, the graphic artists who were, well, stood up and got smacked for standing up outside the now brass-disced squares, then chalked or blue-painted squares on Pacific Avenue that were intended to discourage, or should we say to control, that was their way of putting it, street performers, actually, I think, to discourage them. A number of interviews with street performers, including Jaya with his $631 move-along ticket, Anthony Edmonds paying off tickets himself again for Pacific Avenue. Then we hear a discussion, well, at the Food Not Bombs meal, people talk. One of them is Karen, who is a server there, who also is at the Standing Walk water protector. And Keith McHenry talks a bit about that. And there's more. But if you want to know what it is, you're going to have to listen to it or skim through it or wait until the fuller preview comes out, which is available usually in a few days on the Huff blog on huffsantacruz.org. Go to the full blog, and you'll get closer to the full story. So here we go.